RSM Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express on this Tuesday, the 14th of September. They're racing at Wangaratta in Country Victoria. Here's Warren Huntley's best bet.
Trying to get a bank early, Michael. Race 1, number 14, Titans, the best. Race 2, number 16, Whiz Tiz, the value for me at double figures. Quaddie first leg, 1, 5, 7 and 9. Second leg, 1, 2, 4 and 5. Third leg, 1, 5, 7 and 8. Just having numbers 3 and 9 in the last leg. Trying to trim up the middle and the last leg to the quaddy as the player today with a daily double. Michael, a bit of a nostalgic bet there. 1 and 5 in the first leg, into 3 and 9 in the second.
Matt Kamani's got Moon Yanko in the first race.
I think she'll take a lot from that first up run. She was a little bit silly in the barriers, but we have done a bit of work with her at home and she seems good, but she's sort of quite hot and fresh and you know, a typical 1,000-metre sprinter. But if she can behave well in the gate and break well and put herself into a handy spot without doing too much work early like she had to do last time, hopefully she'll have enough in the tank to finish off really well.
And here's Dave Eustace talking about Sofany Street in race number 6.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He's a penny, hasn't fully got yet, but he did well, Johnny did well to win on him at Swan Hill. He got a very good ride, very strong ride. Has trained on pretty well since. So he's drawn a good gate, and I would expect him to be right there. Yeah, he's quite a nice horse going forward.
Racing at Corowa today, he's Ian Humphreys, to have a look at the card there in Country New South Wales. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Yeah, in race four, mate, number 3, Wanganeri in the Hay Stable. He raced on the pace when resuming from a long spell. That was a pack in him in Victoria. He gets blinkers on here today for the first time. Much easier made, and he's the one to beat. Here, race 4, number 3, Wanganeri. Then we'll look at a bit of value there, mate. In race 6, number 3, Cakewalker. I think he's $13 at the moment. He did enough when resuming at Benalla. This is not a strong race. He was a winner second up last time in. Draws barrier 1 today, so a bit of value there. Race 6, number 3, Cakewalker. The quaddy, first leg will take numbers 1, 3 and 12. Second leg, 1, 4 and 6. We'll load up the third leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 and 10. And 1, 2, 12 in the last.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Ian.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphreys there going through his best bets and also a quaddy there at Corowa. Scotty Spackman will play a big part at this meeting. He's got a couple of nice chances there and he joins us now. Hello to you, Scott.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. Queen Street Boss, first of all, in the second race over the 900 metres. What can you tell us there? I think Queen Street Boss, it did go in a start.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
Did she win?
She's on. I'm hoping she can.
Yep.
She's had 2 goes at the track and been placed both times. So, she's a lot stronger mare this time. And I'm probably still a bit of a shock that she's still a maiden, I'll be honest with you. But, pretty happy with the way she's working and, very happy with her.
I love the game's an interesting horse. Always showed ability, this galloper. First up today, what can you tell us?
Yeah, he's always shown plenty. Probably hasn't delivered like he should, but his work at home's been spot on. He's still got a bit of his coat to clean up yet, but he'll only improve on the run. But his work at home's A1. I can't hold him.
All right, then. So he's definitely worth an each-way ticket down. I think we can get $11. Oh, no, $3.20. I wish we could get $11 at $3.20. If I love the game, mate. How's Rocket Tiger, your good young horse, going?
He's actually having a spell at the moment, mate. He'll be out into January. He'll be back in the autumn, hopefully. He just had a little bit of a paddock accident, so he'll be sort of out of the game for a bit until we'll get him reassessed and make sure that there's no problems there.
All right, mate, good luck today and good luck as well with Rocket Tiger. Thanks for that, Scott.
Thanks, mate.
There's Scott Spackman there. Jeff Dray also says that you should have something on Albert the Cat in race number 4 and Nicotera in race 7. So that's Albert the Cat in the 4th and Nicotera in race 7. Kevin Casey's done the form for Taree. Hello to you, Kev.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Yeah, we're through a soft 6 at the moment, down from good 4. Continues to rain. So we could have maybe a further downgrade. We keep looking at that. I don't think they're going to get sort of, you know, masses of rain throughout the afternoon, but we might get down to a 7. We'll just keep an eye on that as we get closer to the first. I think a horse that will handle it is race 2, number 7, Decadent Tail. And you can look at her and say, well, she's already had her chance to break through. To an extent, that's true. She's placed all 4 starts, on the 3 of them on soft 5 and on debut on heavy 8. So she's handled the conditions. Form from her defeats is pretty solid. Now, there's no form from her latest. It was only 7 days ago. And she's going to get on speed here. She'll probably have the lead. Another horse in the market, their leading lady, is a terrible kick misser. She bombed it 6 lengths last time. She's been back to trial and missed it again. So I've got no faith in her. She'll be out the back. Just like Lisa has met Beckett and Taylor a couple of times and been beaten home by her. So I'm pretty keen. Best of the day for me, race 2, number 7. Further on to race 4. At more value here, race 4, number 5, a horse called Jazzles, who attacked the line at Port Macquarie last start. Only just missed. She actually missed top 3, but I think the rain-affected track really does help her out. We've seen her best form come on soft and heavy. It was good there last week at Port Macquarie. So I think she's going well. I think she can find a spot here too without getting way, way back in the field, which she tends to do, but she's got a draw here that gives her some options. So I think she's some value there. She has been supported a little bit. Race 4, number 5, Jazzles at some value. Quality numbers for me. First leg, 2, 4, 5 and 6. The second leg, 2, 3 and 5. The third leg, 2, 4 and 7. And we finish off with 5, 6 and 14. Let's just watch that track as we get closer to race 1.
Good luck, Kev.
Thank you.
There's Kevin Casey there, racing at Yeppoon in Queensland. Michael Charge joins us. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Gareth. Well, I thought North Queensland was paradise. Then I arrived here. It is magic today at Yeppoon, so looking forward to it.
All right, mate. How do we back a winner? And I need some, you know the drill. Your best bet, your value and a quality, please.
Yeah, well, the coffee's good. The beaches are lovely. And the best bet of the day, race 3, horse 2, Whistling Loren. Paul Butterworth trains. I think this filly's very well placed. She just didn't handle the backup second up at the Gold Coast, but freshen back up for this. She comes up to Yeppoon for an easy kill, and I think she gets the job done. At race 3, horse 2, Whistling Loren is the best bet. The value bet comes up in the lucky last. Race 7, horse 1, Mardo. We all know Mardo. And yep. I just thought Wendy Peel claims gate 1. And a really good win at Rocky 3 back, and was around the $7 mark this morning. I think that's a great each-way shop. Race 7, horse 1, Mardo. Quaddy for you, Gareth, today. First leg, race 4, 6, 3, and 1. Second leg is race 5 on 1 and 2, just a racing 2 there. Race 6, the third leg, 4, 3, and 2. And in the last leg, on 1, 3, and 8. Hoping Mardo brings us home.
Yep. He always does. Good on you.
Yes.
Chargy, enjoy.
Thanks, mate.
Luke Humphreys joins us to preview Kilmore tonight in the Trots. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets in the quaddie, please.
Yeah, can do. Best for me is a debutant in the first leg of the quaddie, race 5, number 8, red 14. It's already had some support. On the tab fixed odds, 370 down to 260 flux-wise. So race 5, number 8 is the best. Made up plenty of ground in the last half lap of her first trial at Echuca on the 29th of August, finished second behind a horse called Smooth Rolling, and then ran the gate and led throughout in good time over Heritage Lady in a Shepparton trial on Thursday night. So that's Heritage Lady form is very good for a maiden. Now, she's inside the second row, but she should be able to hold up, and I think the horse in front of her, Lali Bella, will probably lead. So if she can get the clear running late red 40, I think she's probably just about the best horse of the race on her. Two trials, especially the most recent one, and I think she's the best race 5, number 8. The value in one of the handicaps tonight, race 6, number 3, Kaivali Hacienda, has done well this year. Broke her maiden on the 18th of July at Cranbourne, and then was checked 300 metres out of Bendigo on the 4th of August. Made her men's at that venue on the 20th of August. When leading for the majority, and was last start fourth in a very strong race at Geelong. Now, being off the 10 metres handicap, she is off a penalty, but not as much of a penalty compared to some other runners in the race. And when you look at the format of last start, I thought she was over the odds. So race 6, number 3, the value. Best is race 5, number 8. And the Quaddy, Gareth, the first leg races, or the races 5, 6, 7, 8. The first leg, our best of the night, 8-1 out. Second leg, 3, 8, 10. third leg's an interesting race. We'll get, take a few of them. 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9. Come in with 1, 4, 5. So 8, 1 out, 3, 8, 10, 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9. 1, 4, and 5, and it'll be $54 for 100%, Gareth.
Good luck, Luke. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
George Ferrugia has a look at the Warrigal and Horsham dog meetings for us today. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take it away, please.
Horsham race 9, number 4, a greyhound called Big Brew. He's a good winner at Ballarat, 2 starts back, and he's won here when leading all the way in 23.38. That's over the 410-metre trip, Gareth. And to put it simply, if he runs up to that again, he'll be very, very hard to beat. Race 9, number 4, Big Brew. Quaddy numbers at Horsham, 1, 2, 4 and 6, into 2, 6 and 7, into 1, 6 and 7, into 1, 2, 3 and 6. Warrigal tonight, race 3, number 2, Dr. Lexi. She's got some solid form around placings at the Meadows more recently, and she ran third at Sale last start and was a pretty good run. Gets her chance to record win number 2 here, especially if she can just step alongside him. I think she's the class runner of the race. Race 3, number 2. Quaddy numbers 2, 3 and 6 into 1, 2, 4 and 8 into 1, 4, 5 and 6 into 1, 5 and 7. And I'll catch you in about half an hour's time for a big off-the-leash program.
Yep, looking forward to it. Good on you, Georgie.
No worries, mate.
There we go. There's George Ferrugia. And that is the Form Express.